This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 4, and this is letter number 1178. And Baruch Hashem, this is the fifth day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, New York, and this is Shalom Uvracha, a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, I received your letter in which you write that you were protected, thank God, till now from having aggravation, and I hope that based and I hope, according to my letter of the 3rd of Nisan, that also in the future you won't have any losses and no aggravation, God forbid, and you should be able to notify good news about it. I don't know what exactly the situation was going on there, but he was protected. The Rebbe blesses him that it should continue that way. I was very happy to read in your letter that you are putting effort that the money that was remained from the Jewish Farein, which I'm not sure that the United something, which some fund, maybe. Something should, that a certain amount should be distributed for our yeshivas in Morocco. It is difficult to articulate, to write out, put in words, the great privilege, zchus, that one has by taking part in the educational work in Morocco, especially that according to the living measures, the circumstances over there, the standard of living, with a relatively small amount of money, you can accomplish great things. On the other hand, the responsibilities for our brothers in Morocco is much greater, because when you take into consideration that the spiritual basis over there is very prepared. You don't need to come and fight for the idea of a kosher chinuch. On the contrary, they are demanding, the people over there, and they're asking with a demand from their soul that we should organize by them a kosher education to save their children. And they demand, with rightfully so, why aren't they given the full opportunity for this to save their children? Just like in physical charity. So, how great is the responsibility of tzedakah, even if you go to the poor person? You go to the poor person to give them tzedakah. But how much more so, lachas kam v'kama, how greater is the responsibility when the poor person comes over, he tells you about his situation, and he demands, even though it's in a language that doesn't speak, but in essence, he's demanding, why aren't you helping me? Similarly, with more force and with more strength, is in the spiritual tzedakah. When you give life to a Jewish child with Torah and mitzvahs, so not only do you bring him to the life of the world to come, but you make him happy, you make him lucky in this world. I was interested to read in your letter about the possibility and the importance of the work for the kosher chinuch in Holland. And about this, please directly to our Lishka, to the office in Paris, and our representative, Rav Agon, Yomer Gardetsky. But we don't change from one tzedakah to another tzedakah, and we don't mix one simcha with another simcha. So therefore, the money that has been designated for the word of Morocco should go over there. And I hope that you will find enough interested people over there on the spot to lead the local educational work without any holding back because of monetary situation. Part of the income you can also build on the payment, schar limud, on the tuition payments. The main thing is, as you write, that after a year, there will be a possibility to include the work in the Holland and United Jewish Appeal. So I guess you'll be able to get it too. Since Chayelu and Erev Rosh Hashanah, I will be without a vow on the resting place of my father-in-law. So if you are going to send to me the names, including with the mother's names, from yourself and from all your family members, so when I will be on the tzion, I will demand, I will mention them for that, for their needs. I conclude with the wish that by your wife everything should go, would be well, and her pregnancy and her birth should be in the time and easy, and together with her you'll raise all of your children l'toyra l'chup l'maisim toivim with blessings for a chesiv achsim atoiv l'shana toiv v'mesukah. And I'm also attaching here a short version of the sikh of the talk of Shabbos Varchim Rosh Chodesh Elul. So sure, certainly you will utilize it as fitting. So I guess over here you see the Rebbe was especially telling him to continue. So it looks like from the United Jewish Appeal and something that they were funding the Moroccan education, and the Rebbe points out how they're demanding it's even more important and not to mix it with other important things, and just to find and to hopefully eventually the Holland. I mean, the Rebbe is giving him a lot of reasons that they how they should fund their Holland project without having to take away from any of the other projects. And and also we learn how in Morocco they were actually desperate and asking for all this help to come, and that's what Chabad provided to them. And the results of that is that you have Yiddishkeit today in Eretz Yisrael. From people that come from Morocco, it's a great deal, has to do with the education that they received at that time, that the Rebbe and the previous Rebbe, mainly the Rebbe at that time, provided.